Where are the new original Christmas songs? The ongoing question, where are the new original Christmas songs? Every year, in an endless cycle, Christmas comes around for the nth time again. The tradition of spending time with family and friends, decorating, planning events, and spreading holiday cheer to others is a revolving occurrence. However, despite all of the wonderful things, there always seems to be something amiss with Christmas. We get new toys for children and movies to watch for the holiday. Yet, the songs remain the same, unchanging and stagnant, with no real advancement towards fresh ideas. This leads to one big question. Why? If we were to look at recent releases for Christmas songs, the last real original Christmas song created was Navidad, Contigo, Christmas With You by Anna Mena, Jean, and Alex on December 17th, 2021. However, if we were to talk about a recent popular original Christmas song release, the last one would be 2021's Christmas Tree Farm by Taylor Swift. This is great news, but there is still a problem. Despite all the nonsense of technology and talent we have built up over the many Christmas holidays, the music seems to draw heavily to the past. According to Joe Lynch from Billboard.com, most of the songs continuously replayed today are songs that started 200 years ago. Can you recall how many times you have heard Jingle Bells, White Christmas, Silent Night, or Holy Night over the years compared to something more modern like Justin Bieber's Mistletoe from 2011? Probably not. There should be thousands of original Christmas songs by this point, since Christmas is a worldwide holiday. Unfortunately, the only real movement happening in music for the holiday is the thousands of remixes from the already established songs and carols. There are many forms of remixes for Christmas music. Jazz, rock, and electronic are just a few genres. Remixes are not what makes Christmas music special and should not be used in this capacity. Technology, music production, and songwriting has produced some of the greatest soundtracks outside the Christmas holiday. There are more profound original soundtracks created each year than there are original Christmas songs. We know that music is created each year between the video game releases, movies, and music production studios that exist. The talent is obviously there and ready to showcase their work. Yet each year, the Christmas holiday remains untouched and instead is compounded with remixes. As if the Christmas holiday is some sacred no new music movement holiday that everyone understands. We have the next big toy that all children want, the next big Hallmark Christmas movie, and many more things that we celebrate Christmas with each year. Where is the next original Christmas soundtrack for the year? Stores and shopping network channels start Christmas music as early as October. By the time January starts, 3 months have passed of listening to All I Want for Christmas is My Two Front Teeth in a half a dozen remix versions, some odd number of times. To put this bluntly, this song gets old quickly. Yet, for some reason, everyone is excited to see the return of these repeatable soundtracks year after year for another 3 months. If you include July for the Christmas in July act, you start to wonder why this music remains strong. To answer the question of why new original Christmas music is non-existent comes from a Beth Rohr's YouTube video, as she introduces a formula that was tested to create a modern Christmas soundtrack. The formula for the soundtrack was to include all of the elements that were generated from all of the popular original Christmas songs of the past. The jingling of bells, a solo singer singing in major key, and many more elements. Upon creating a modern song for Christmas, the application failed horribly. The problem with the song was the very premise of the formula itself. The song was forced to be a Christmas soundtrack. Original, authentic, and novelty songs are not based on the holiday itself. This is why Frosty the Snowman and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer remain Christmas songs. They are branched iconic characters that resemble the Christmas time of year. In other words, Christmas songs are about things that represent Christmas and not Christmas entirely. Think about why the original songs created over 200 years ago are popular. The resounding problem remains as traditional Christmas music dominates the holiday every year. Unless someone generates enough amnesty towards the original soundtracks, carols, and remixes to break the never-ending tunes, there will not be any new music for Christmas, even though there is so much talent found within the world.